All right, God bless you guys for joining me here in my Ernie Bergwert show here at 1806 Studios. We're going to get started here in just a moment. Just pulling into the parking lot here. Just, as I say, not physically the parking lot, but, you know, get into the booth here just a minute. And I want to get things lined up to get things moving. We're going to be over in the book of James, chapter 1. We're going to do this one by audio later on this morning. We've got the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, is going to be coming to her, actually, 10:30 a.m. show. It's going to crank up right at 10:30. She will be going live for those who have friends and family members that want to join in to be a part, can do so. But we're going to go ahead, not delay the time. We're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God here. We're going to go ahead and pray. And we're going to open up and anoint our head for those who really still trust and believe in the process of the anointing. You know, you anoint your head with oil as you go into prayer. We just believe God for the process of the word that's getting ready to go forth. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. As always, as we come before your throne, Father God, we ask you to look over this word as it proceeds to go forth. Let it be a declared word that comes from your kingdom. Let it be known and understand it only can come to you and you only. Just coming from the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you for the opportunity for all those who are coming in and listening in, for those who are listening by the airwaves. We thank you for them also, our foreign country members that are coming in. We thank you for them as well. But Father God, look over us, teach us, help us, guide us, direct us, give us that wisdom that we need. It can only come from your kingdom. Father God, we thank you. We declare these words and we thank you. We decree it. This only can be from you and you only in your precious and powerful and mighty name. I pray, Lord. Amen. Such a blessing to be with you guys on this morning. Early bird. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. Feeling pretty good myself. Thank God for raising me up to see another day. The main thing I did when I got up this morning, you know, I thank the Father for the opportunity to be in the land of the living, which I always do, and I think we all should do also. But over in the book of James, I'm going to look at some things in the book of James and a lot of the events that we see that's going on, but we're going to focus on this particular part of the book of James, and we're going to open up some information and answers here. We're just going to study this morning and we're going to hear what the Word of God is telling us concerning this particular scripture, this particular passage of scripture that we're speaking on this morning. James, if any man like wisdom, you know, let him ask of God, and God will give to him. Oh, God will give it, it's E-T-H, to all men, not just me, you, anybody else, anybody who commits themselves to Christ to the point of making yourself available as being a conduit here on earth to do the work and do his will. You know, he has given to you unbridled. Now, something bridled, you know, something that's held. God said his word is a free accountability to those who believe. And we think about the word of God when he say, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own, Proverbs 3:5, and acknowledge God in all his way, direction comes. So when God gives you information about your life and the things you need to understand about him and the direction you need to go, as we think about the word in Jeremiah 29:11, you know, he knows the thoughts and he knows the plans that he has for me and you. They are always good plans, not of evil. This future is expected future. As long as we follow all the rules and regulations that's in place with the kingdom of God, walking upright, treating our brothers and sisters right, just making ourselves available to the kingdom of God, being that conduit he wants to be on earth, continue to spread the gospel and do all the things he wants to do. But James said, you know, if any man lack wisdom, God will give to him, you know, any man unbridledly. And he said, not, and it shall be given. Now, I want to look at something here. I'm going to go to the book of Proverbs. We're going to just kind of really teach this morning on some things. I want to go to the book of Proverbs. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. Go take your Bibles, go to the book of Proverbs with me. Let's kind of start joining some stuff together here. We thank Africa for coming in the house. We thank God for all of you who are lining up on the line. Those who are listening by the shortwave radio, whether it's through Podbean, whether it's through other 40 stations, it's all running as one because it's a simulcast station. So you catch a lot of information coming in a lot of different directions here at HNOC Studio. The Word of God speaks something else here in the book of Proverbs. When I ran across this yesterday and I was kind of looking through the study of it, really all week I've been talking about these particular types of scriptures, about the mouth, the tongue, things that's causing a lot of events to happen around our life and in our life. And it's all due to the words that are being used and what makes a lot of things be corrupt in such a way that it brings a lot of the dissension or division out among the people. And God never designed for us to be that way. But we look at practical events that's going on around the world. We know that's not right in the eyesight of human nature, but they yet take place. The different division of groups is causing a lot of this strife that's going on. And really, I look at the enemy that's coming in and trying to stir up division between the people and cause this thing to really be what it is. But at the same time, you know, you got to cherish life. You know, because God gave a life to every one of us to have opportunities. That's what he said. He didn't say any creed, color, or anything that Nancy said. He came in that he would have life. He never put any kind of emphasis on a certain part of life, a certain ethnicity of life. He came that everybody would have life and have that life more abundantly. But we look over here in the book of Proverbs, not taken away from the book of James. Proverbs says like this. He says, soft answer turns away wrath, but a grievous word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise useth. It's a constantly ongoing information that's pipelined through the Holy Spirit. A man that uses wisdom is always thinking about what he say, because if he say something in a way that is not said properly, he can cause a whirl of fire, as it says in the book of James chapter 3. That small tongue can cause a lot of events and situations to spark up in people's lives. We see that it caused division among families. It caused division among members of families, friends, whatever it may be. The tongue causes all this. That thing that sits in the middle of the head. James chapter 3 talks about the tongue, that man contains all, he can actually tame all the bondable beasts with the tongue. But when it comes down to himself, you know, it's kind of like a self-examination. When we look at ourselves, no man can tame his tongue, because the Bible says it's full of deadly poison and deceit. There's another scripture I want to take you to, and I want to look at this a little closer as I begin to study this. And as you got your Bibles, we're just going to go through some process of just some, I call it preliminaries. And just speaking about the basis part of the tongue. If you hear the pages turning, that's fine. It has nothing to do with the process of not being what they call, some people say I'm professional, but I want you to hear the crisping of the pages turning, because that let me know, let you know that I'm going along with you as I study in this word on this morning. As I said before, I pray that all is well, and I pray that you guys continue just staying focused on the course of time, all the events that take place around the world. Over in the book of Proverbs chapter 15, we're going to go to Romans also, look at some things in the book of Romans chapter 3 as well. But let's look at and bring this in cohesiveness. We talk about James chapter 1, we talk about Proverbs chapter 15, we have discussed already James chapter 3, and dealing with that process about how the tongue is so untamable. And you go back to Proverbs chapter 15, it talks about how the tongue is something that really can stir up wrath by the grievous words. You know, the tongue is used unrighteously if it's used in an unusual, unpleasant way. You know, it can be like a person that pours out foolishness. And I tell this all the time. You know, everybody got a king and a fool in them. You know, don't get it twisted. It depends on which one you're talking to. You can push a certain person to a limit, and it can cause them to be able to go into it. It's a temptation type thing. You can cause them to be able to come out of a way, or as they say, come out of a bag that you have never seen them come out of before. But pleasant words when you speak it to an individual. And I really receive a lot of that from some great men of God, a great man of God who always speak in wisdom down at Disciples Tabernacle Church. And that's Apostle Oscar Walker, a very pleasant man with a very pleasant voice. Dr. Dale Wilson, a very pleasant voice. Dr. Von Peek, a very pleasant voice. But these great men that are in my life is there for a reason, to help me plateau and move forward, that I may gain the understanding and teach others these instructions of being unfoolish in a way when it comes down to operating their tongue. In the book of James, no, the book of Proverbs, sorry, man and woman God. In the book of Proverbs, let's look at this right here. Soft answers, or soft answer turns away wrath, but a grievous word stirs up anger. Now notice this right here. Even one's grievous word stirs up anger. Any decision that becomes hated automatically becomes an uncontrolled discussion, which only leads to more wrath. Now, we talk about the different marches, the different events throughout the world, not just things taking place now. If you look over history, it always has been a word. A word sentences a person. It's a word that can cause him to go to life. It can cause him to go to death. You know, when a man drops the gavel at the court, it's a word that he gives through a pronunciation of information he put on a piece of paper that constitutes the fact that what you've done wrong wasn't right in their eyesight. But when you understand that God is the judge and the jury in all things, you're going to feel, you're going to suffer the physical persecution, because that's just the way men are. You know, you got some that are actually, hey, look, we're going to give you another chance. We're going to give you opportunity. I call that mercy and grace, mercy of the court. And you see this particular event that took place back some time ago with the Emmanuel Church. You know, when a young man came in, presented a bunch of hate crimes, and the woman was in a Bible study. You all remember that a while back. I think it was last year. And he kind of just opened fire on a lot of those different people. I think 9 of the people had deceased during the course of the trial of that event. It wasn't nothing but the Holy Spirit that spoke through the people, because this was the first time they got a chance to face their accuser on the behind-the-camera scene. And every one of the ministers, people of that church, spoke in such a way that God had to be with them, because they said they forgave them, even though he killed their members and their family. They still opened their heart and forgave this young man for the hate crimes he had committed. And it's like the same thing they did with Christ. When Christ was on the cross being crucified, and the Romans began to do what they need to do to stand him up before the people as he was some kind of thief, some kind of murderer. But, you know, the top of the sign, see, they the king of the Jews. And, you know, of course, during that time, historically speaking, you know, Caesar in his position and his, lifestyle, the way he lived, you know, he felt there wasn't going to be any other king. And so they dehumanized him by telling him that he was over the physical king of the earth, but he was the king over all humanity in nation. Down here in the flesh, to prove the fact that the ones he created was going to be the ones to put him to death. But this is the thing about it. He only had to do it one time. He was going to defeat death. Now, we talk about the tongue. The tongue, as it says over here in the book of James. Let's go to James chapter 3 and look at something in James chapter 3. We're going to come back over to chapter 1. And let's look at this real close, because we're going to bring a comparison to what's going on in Proverbs chapter 3. Chapter 15 in James chapter 1, and want to kind of bring this together. And I was just talking, you know, I don't usually rabble off like I usually rabble off, and the Holy Spirit is really dancing through me like he should do. But we want to get a good understanding of what we're seeing right here in this particular scripture in the book of James versus Proverbs chapter 15. Also dealing with the information over in 1 Corinthians 3 verse chapter 18, I believe. And it talks about the process of any man think of himself as being something that he's not. You know, he becomes an uncontrollable individual. His enticing words and the way he speaks only amuse to grab people in such a way from a physical standpoint of view. And the Holy Spirit is really never in there. It becomes more or less a showcase and a show stage for people to hoop, holler, run, and jump and have fun on an emotional sense. But when the Holy Spirit deals with you, he filters everything. It's going to be what you call a supernatural change in your life. It was something you have never seen or heard before. It's like the old saying, I went to a church meeting one day, and this spirit, this power got in my hands, it got in my feet, it got in my mouth. I began to walk different. I began to clap different. I began to sing different. Something took place in your life to transform you and change you, or transfigured you, like Jesus did in the book of Mark when he was transfigured over in Mark chapter 9. He was transfigured. It whitened you. It cleared you. It gave you the ability to speak things out of your mouth, according to Romans 10:8-9, and come to a confession of all the sins in your life. Don't let me get moving. I want to teach this morning. It says over in the book of James, in chapter 3, you go to the book of James, chapter 3, you look at that particular fourth verse. It talks about, behold, the ships, though they be great, and are driven by a great force of wind. And they say they turn about by what is a very small helm, the stern, and whichever it governs it, it's listed. It goes in that direction. And he said the tongue in the fifth verse of James 3 and 5, he says the same thing. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great the matter a little fire can kindle. He said that little thing. The world you see that's going on out here today, white lives matter, black lives matter, Jesus knows, but that's division. That's division among the people because of an event that took place. Now, the people who caused these particular events to take place are wrong in our sights of God because they never had the opportunity to cure what God has created. But we see it going on all the time. So a lot of these people are fed up, and they're just appalled about what they're seeing that's going on over the years with some of these young Afro-American men that's been slaughtered in the streets. And then after this all over, and we talk about we want to come back together, want unity, want peace, and then it happens again. And then we go back to the same change again. So the people are really upset. They're upset about a lot of things. But getting on this word here, go back to the book of James chapter 3 and verse 6. He said, a tongue is a fire. Listen to what he says, a world of iniquity. So a tongue among our members that defileth the whole body, just the tongue. You know, you talk about, your mother used to tell me, you know, watch the words you speak and watch what you say when you speak. And sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut in the midst of a situation, because sometimes your mind and your feelings get in the midst of your emotions and you begin to say something that you can't take back. Once it goes out your mouth, you can't take it back. He said, it defileth the whole body and seeth on and set, excuse me, on fire a cause of nature. Look at what he said, a cause, it sets fire to the cause of nature. Now, nature in terms of forest burns, things you see in the California fires, earthquakes, he's not talking about that type of fire. It talks about the one who would cause division among people. It's the gossip fire. It's the fire that people use behind closed doors when you're not in the face of an individual. And you got to think about this, man of God. God counts you by your character. Before you come to church and you're in front of the people, you're saying all the great things, this, that, and the other, while you're standing at home eating your popcorn, whatever it may be, eating whatever, you begin to bring up conversation about a certain individual. And what I used to hear my mother say as a woman of God in the church, you know, if you're not going to tell them to their face, don't say it at all. And we're going to enjoy ourselves, and we're going to walk with the word of God. If there's something that's going on among you and that individual, then you need to confront that individual in their face, whether they're talking about them behind their back, because that's a tail barrier. That's a gossiper. And God said those people don't find their place in the kingdom. They're strife burners. They stir up stuff. They find ways to get on the phone and talk about things. And sometimes you get on that phone, you go to talk about people. Hey, look, I got to go. I really got to go. You know, because what you want to do, you don't want that stuff to get in your mind. So he says once again in the sixth verse, he say in the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is a tongue among members. Notice how this part, when he breaks it off, he say in the tongue, because when he talks about in the tongue, he talks about the member of the tongue in the fifth verse. It speaks great and boasts great things. He says, behold how great a matter a little fire, that little thing in your tongue, can kindle. He said, in the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Now, you talk about iniquity, strife, division, all these things you talk about when iniquity comes in. So is the tongue among members. What do you mean by members? Members of the body, not just in the church, outside in the physical workplace, everywhere, people gossiping. You know, sometimes you can just sit back, and if you're an interpreter, you know, I remember an event back with the New England Patriots, and they would have these lip readers who would actually read the lips of the coaches when they called plays, and they'll signal it to the other side of the field. And of course, some of y'all remember that. And they would tell the people just what play they was calling. And they was kind of wondering, how is this happening? How did they find out everything that we're doing? And then, they went through a preliminary hearing, and they found out they was doing some illegal lip syncing in favor of the other teams. But it says, in the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among members that defileth the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature. Look here, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. See, there are people, listen to me, man, the woman of God, I'm trying to help you. There are people in your own family members who don't like Aunt Susie, who don't like Barbara, who don't like John, who don't like Jim. So the kids grow up under that. They grow up under that division. And as they become old as man and woman God who started that fire back then, they never come to the point to ante up and tell their children the truth about what they said. I call those cowards. People who had the real truth about an individual or a thing, and they on their way out to the grave because they're going to get there one day. But they never sit down and have a chance while they on this side to make things right in what they cause that family. They'll leave that family in disarray. And they'll just say, well, that's the way that evil person thinks. They don't want to straighten things out. They want to keep it just the way it is. They want to keep the strife going on through a generational curse. He says in the 7th verse, he said, for every kind of beast. Now notice we say the beast, something ain't even on our level. And the birds, he's saying they can receive information and do right things. You know, they can do that. He said, even the serpents and the things in the sea is tamed. Come on, somebody. It has been tamed of mankind. But when it come down to us, people who were designed according to the word of God, as it says over in Proverbs 33, to dwell in unity, to treat your brother and sister kindly and right. That's if you walk upright and do all the commands and statutes that God has put in place for you. As it talks about though in Psalms 89, he deals the process how God won't alter the word to go out of his mouth, nor the thing to go off of his lips. So he designed for you and me to be what? One. To be able to get along with all race, all nature, all people. That's in the word of God. You shouldn't have to put a slogan out there and tell what matters, because God said we're all one, which is in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. It's spirit driven. God created us in ways that he needs to create us to make us that we can look at each other. And when we look at each other, we can see the events that Christ has put in our life and called us to be able to move forth in the way he needs us to move forth. That's what Christ has given us as being man and woman of God, to walk according to his will, his purpose, his power, in his grace, his mercy, his authority. And I want to just really kind of just for you guys who are actually caught us late and you're just coming in on our actually our Spreaker station. You know, the station just kind of pushed over. I saw you guys just pop in. But, you know, we want to let you guys know over in Spreaker, over your Spreaker station, that we hadn't forgot about you. I mean, the station got simulcast. Sometimes it got its own mind. It does its own thing. And I had never been able to figure that out why it is, because the grid runs in such a high level to who I am. I just participate. That thing up in the sky, the satellite does what it want to do. But I just make sure I stay in coordination what God has called me to do. And that's to bring forth the word to you on this morning and pray that there be a word that's going to help you move in such a way that it will bless you in your life. And the word of God has always been a decreed word that comes from the kingdom of God. We know that God's word will not hold back, but it is already accomplished and done everything and all that therein. These particular teachings comes on every Thursday morning. I mean, every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time right here in the city of Plano, Texas. And you can catch them all through the week. All my shows and everything we do runs 24 hours. It's a 24-hour simulcast. It's a 24-hour satellite system. It runs. And if you look on your computers, all you have to do is go to the name HNLC International. That's where you catch a majority of our shows here at HNLC Studios. And you can catch us on our website, which is harvestnewlifechurch.com. There's a lot of great information on there about the things and events we're doing here at HNLC Studios. But I want to close this out up here. In the book of James, in chapter 1, and it says, James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, he says, greetings. He said, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, we look at the Amplified version. He said, consider it wholly joyful, my brother. Whenever, he said, hopefully joyfully, wholly joyfully. I mean, totally without any kind of burden of minds or thinking about anything negative. My brother, whenever you are enveloped in our encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations, you know, the Bible talks about the valleys of the shadows of death. You know, we go through different ups and downs. But one thing I can look at this scripture and say, the Holy Spirit don't move like we move. It stays on one level. We dip down in faith and dip up in faith to go through trials, sicknesses, events. But the Holy Spirit stays right there where it is. He don't dip up and down like we dip up and down. It's not schizophrenic. The Holy Spirit runs across the board one way. We think about the Word of God in the book of Corinthians. We talk about different variations. I had people kind of break this up and say that there's going to be different ranks in the kingdom of God. As the Bible said down here on earth, we all one in Christ Jesus. Now, people believe that they're going to be a little bit more outranked than everybody else when they get to the kingdom of God. But I still believe in my heart that God has everybody on one land, one playing field. He's a great equalizer, just as he's doing right now. He got everybody on one level to the point that everybody's on the starting line. There are no big eyes, no big U's, no high performance, this, that, and that. Everybody's on one line. So the small one is being recognized as well as the great one being recognized, and they're all on the same level. But the Word of God says something in Corinthians about the power of the Holy Spirit. He says something in 1 Corinthians in that particular 12th chapter in that 7th verse. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Look what he says, every man, not the prophesy, the prophet, the game, to use in such a way, to be the conduit on earth, to exercise the Word of God in the mouths and the hearts of the people to get them to see what it is that God really planned for them to do in this life. He said, prophet with all. For one is getting a spirit of wisdom. He's talking about putting a team together. He's not saying everyone he put together on his team is not greater than anyone else until man stepped in the scene. He said a spirit of wisdom, another the spirit of knowledge, another the same spirit, another gift of healing. He said the same spirit. To another the works of miracles, another prophecy, another discerning of spirits, another, listen, diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But notice what he says in this particular 11th verse. But all these worketh, all these worketh that one and self same spirit, dividing every man severally as he see fit. You go back to the word of Matthew chapter 25, you talk about the man that went on a long journey. He gave gifts to his servants. 1:5, 1:3, 1:2, 1:1. Every gift that they gained. When you look at it from the natural standpoint of view, in Matthew 25 and that 14th verse, that person had the one gift, looked at the fifth gift, the one that had the five gifts, and he felt his gift wasn't greater than anybody else. Now, I'm telling you something, man of God, listen to me and hear me good. Whatever your gifting is, whatever your anointing is, whatever it is that God called you to be, don't you get yourself caught up because a person boasts outside of you because of the merit point. You take your gift and you move with it. But also you fall in the commands of God and get yourself on a good leader who don't give you the Holy Spirit, who don't give you the Holy Spirit because it's already in you, according to Jeremiah 1 and 5, that'll help the character that God ever gave you when you came out of your mother's womb, that make you grow and be more than what God designed for you to be in your life and in earth. Father God, we thank you. We bless you for this morning service with the people. In the name of Jesus, we declare, we decree that even as we go forth, we thank you for putting your heart in our hands, Father God, giving us the wisdom and knowledge and information we need to bring to your people. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. And we always continue to trust and believe and know to you, Father God, that everything and all things are made possible according to the kingdom of God. Father God, look over them as they go out today. Wherever it is they may worship, wherever it is they may be going, Father God, to serve you in this matter. Father God, we ask you to touch them in such a way, Father God, they will receive the ingratiation of the power of God's word in their hearts, Father God, that they may truly know and understand that you are always in control. Father God, these things I know speak even of myself, but always through the power of the Most High God, in the mighty and omnipotent name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and I declare and I call it done according to your will, your purpose, and your power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord. Amen. Don't forget about the way with the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, coming up at 10:30 this morning. She's going to be on her Spreaker show, and also she's going to be on her all five shows. She's running all five hats. So Simulcast, she's running the iHeart radio station. All these stations run at one time. It's amazing what God gives us to do here at HNOC Studios. And all we're doing is continue to expand To all those out there who's been a part of the work we're doing here at HNLC Studios and keeps us in prayer, we thank God for you. You know, and all the work that we're doing, we think the plan of God is always continuing to move in such a way that it's really far beyond more than we can imagine, even understand. God bless you. God keep you. Don't forget to join us here at HNLC Studios on this morning at 10:30 a.m. as she goes forth. Until then, God bless you guys. Y'all take care.